News.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
I feel it in my pussy. There.
Hot dick snot.
There's so much. I feel like I'm drowning in a river of cum.
I wish I were a lesbian.
You're nothing but a slut.
I love to say the word penis. 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 I love to feel my penis.
Now I gotta shit.
I wanna tease my ass.
I'm so constipated, yeah!
Don't you try to fuck my tits now.
Got pulled over and raped.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loses up in my hole.
It's only a milkshake.
Assholes.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
Away.
Nice, sweet.
Yes! Hey, freaks! Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Tuesday podcast. I am amped, ready to go. Got a great program for you. I'm ready to blow the socks off of your ass. I don't think that's the right phrase. At any rate, yes, I do have a great show for you. It's extended, so Sideshow Freaks will get 10, 15, 20 minutes of bonus show. Plus today, brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday. Bonus! It was written by our very own Corey. Yeah! It's a Corey Sextastic Tuesday. Got a little butt fudge Sunday flavor to it. Corey is one of the few people that will submit original Sextastic Tuesday stories that I will read. Because, I don't know. Something about the way he writes, I just find hilarious. The reason why I don't read more listener-submitted Sextastic Tuesday stories is because it goes against the purpose or the idea of, you know, finding legitimate bad porn and, you know, reading that to you. But what Corey does is he takes those little nuggets, things that make up bad sex stories, and incorporates them into the story that he writes, and he adds a bunch of weird shit. I'm not going to waste any more of your time. Let's get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
Oh, mama.
1981. It was a year of great memories and tragedies. It was the year Herman became crispy, not by choice, but by fire. Herman made his earnings by slaving with his hands, his rough, weathered hands. But one stormy night, he could not forgive those hands. Godfather's Pizza, Omaha, Nebraska, 9:47 p.m. Flour, yeast, and other ingredients formed a perfect union in Herman's hands. Then his hands began to unwrinkle and massage the aching, majestic dough. It was time to bake. The wondrous, doughy treasure. Herman's eyes had wandered on the gorgeous new head cook, Sharon, as she bent over to pick up a pan. Herman's hands, laced with powdery flour, had lost grip of the oven door handle. The heavy door had enclosed on his penis. Ah, motherfucker! Herman could not open the door quickly enough. The fateful fire had fried his penis. From that day forward, he was no longer Herman, but he became known as Crispy. 1986. Crispy had entered Godfather's Pizza, this time a patron. Crispy ordered a pizza when he was rudely interrupted by a woman profusely devouring pizza. Crispy barked, "God damn it! Shut up, woman!" The hunched-over woman looked up and reacted as if she had seen a ghost. It was Sharon. Crispy then shouted across the room, "Sharon, you did it to me! You made me who I am!" "Crispy? You damn right, bitch!" Crispy grabbed the sauerkraut, anchovy, and pineapple pizza from her hands, smacked her in the face with it, and took her back to the dumpster to make her feel at home. "You give me that pizza box, you damn vermin!" Crispy snatched a used cardboard pizza box away from some rats and laid it on the concrete. "Make yourself comfortable, bitch, because you're going to see what no other woman has ever seen." Out came Crispy. It looked like an oversized charred chicken wing or a deep-fried massive turd. He began to slap Sharon relentlessly with Crispy. You like that? Do you like that nice crispy treat? Snap, crackle, pop! Nice Crispy! He began to open wounds on her whimpering face. Crispy's cock began to swell with every lashing. You take that penis! 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 Take it! Penis power! Penis! Penis! Oh, yeah, one more! Penis! There we are! Can't get enough of that! Penis! Crispy... Crispy then ripped off her shirt to expose her flat breasts. We're talking cancer survivor flat, not even tree stump flat. Her nipples looked like oversized pepperonis, similar to the ones she handled as a cook. "You's the dirtiest whore I've ever seen," Crispy declared. Her stomach was so filthy that he wrote, "Wash me," with his fingers. Then Crispy washed her stomach off by pissing all over her. "That's the cleanest you've ever been," said Crispy. I sound just like Herman Cain, don't I? He then ripped off her skirt and panties to expose her coral reef beef handkerchief sheath, which leaked and reeked like roast beef. Crispy was forced to step away from Sharon, go to his car, and then jam his car air freshener in her drenched trench of stench. Drenched trench of stench. I like that. Not even evergreen forest could triumph over dying vagina. The rats came back, attracted to the stench, and burrowed up Sharon's disgusting veal cutlet parmesan cunt. Instead of the rats spreading disease, Sharon gave the rats several venereal diseases. The rats couldn't even tolerate Sharon's bird nest of infection that they immediately scurried away. Crispy then mentioned, "Damn, girl, your pussy needs some lube. I'm glad I brought my WD-40. Now let's get Crispy in your oven." Crispy slid his scorched torch in between her mangled pot sticker labia lips. Parts of Crispy flaked inside Sharon's cunt, but it didn't matter. Sharon's frothy piss hole was so wet, it was like sticking your dick in a canteen of afterbirth. "Oh, yeah, bitch, take it. Take my Duraflame log dick! You fucking take it, ho!" Then Sharon's vagina began to contract sharply. "Damn, woman! You've been doing Kegel exercises? Damn! That hurts!" Crispy then pulled out, and attached to his penis was a rat! "Oh, you fucker!" And the rat scurried away. Crispy then took a cigar and put it out on her nipples. "Yeah, you see what that burn feels like? You want to be crispy too?" Then all of a sudden, five pizza delivery men approached. Sharon shouted, "Please, this man is raping me." One of the men said, "Lady, we'd like to help you, but we've got a special delivery." Sharon pleaded, "Your deliveries can wait." No. "We came to give you a delivery of our world famous breadsticks. In other words, we gonna fuck you with our deformed cocks." Crispy had invited his guy friends to a gangbang. They were all part of the deformed penis posse. He gave them pizza restaurant uniforms to blend into their surroundings. "Come on, boys! Join in on the fun!" Crispy yelled. The first to disrobe was Blobby Robbie. For years, he had injected his penis with silicone to create a fat, bulbous dome of flesh, which he whacked against Sharon's forehead. Then came Juan, who had a tragic surgical mishap when the doctors replaced his penis with his big toe. Juan began to stroke his big toe penis and then rub it all over Sharon's curled lip. Glenn whipped out his long penis, which had dozens of smaller penises on it. "You want to eat my porcupenis?" he asked. "I'm the prick of all pricks, baby." Then Jethro began to anally penetrate Sharon with his deformed salted nut roll penis. And then... Wait a second here. Porky penis? Really? Salty nut roll penis? I think we're going to have to end this story right there. I know Corey has done some weird stories in the past, but this one is hitting a little too close to home. Truth be told, I have to admit, I have a... what some would call deformed penis as well. Yes, all of these years, I haven't talked to you guys about it. It's kind of embarrassing. But I actually had a brother named Tom. And what I'm trying to say is, Well, my penis is actually attached to my dead Siamese twin Tom, and his penis no longer works. So when I have sex, the only thing I can do is fuck people with his brown, dead, mangled legs. You know, just to get some sort of satisfaction. You know, maybe instead of ending this story, I should go with this story and add my brother Tom into the mix. That's right. Things are about to get a little more real up in here. Siamese twins Tim and Tom began to choke Sharon with Tom's lifeless legs. Do you like the taste of Tom's dirty, unwashed legs? Yeah. Are you a toe sucker, huh? Yeah? Get into crevices. Gurgle on Tom's toes. Yeah. I then put one of Tom's legs in Sharon's cunt and one in her asshole. I began marching Tom like he was stomping grapes. With each pounding, the smell got progressively putrid. Her cunt smelled like a dead pirate who sailed the seven seas of cat piss and then washed up on the beach of garbage, rotting, with the cheapest rum on his breath. And someone even pooped on the pirate's face. It was a number 4 on the Bristol stool chart. All right, back to the action now. I began to get very, very angry by the stench. I was beating Sharon's holes so bad, one of Tom's legs snapped in her asshole. You broke Tom's legs! I'm gonna stomp even harder now! You're making me angry here! Ugh, I'm gonna hurt myself! Sharon's holes couldn't take it anymore. Suddenly, Sharon had her period, of course, which gushed and drizzled over Tom's legs. Then Sharon's butthole, belched a booming plume of poo. Sharon unloaded streams of diarrhea like a Roman candle. There she blows, I yelled as I pulled out Tom's jangly legs, which resembled two wet broken legs from a wooden chair. Get out of the way, honky! It's time for me to fuck, Crispy commanded. You know what they say about grandfather's pizza? We come in 30 minutes or less, or your pizza's free! Here's my special delivery! Then Crispy began ramming his crispy black dong into the nearly lifeless puppet-like Sharon. Suddenly, Crispy's penis broke off inside of Sharon's pungent, pustule piss flap. Oh no, my Crispy, he shouted as he pulled out without a penis. I lost my Crispy! There remained a crusty wet hole, which he started jerking and moaning. Oh yeah, I'm making some Krispy Kreme! Loads of human pancake batter shot all over Sharon's whore face, all while she cried in agony. Crispy cried out as well, since he lost his penis. Ah! I'm no longer Crispy, he realized. I'm now Herman again!
Imagine there's no penis. It fell off and I cried. I'm no longer Crispy with a dick that looks deep fried. Imagine all that pussy without my Crispy cock. Imagine there's no gangbangs. What am I going to do? Nothing to put my penis in. And no masturbating too. Imagine all that pussy without a Crispy cock. You may say that I'm a rapist, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll enjoy this bukkake, and you'll lick up all of my cum. Imagine there's no glory holes. I wonder if you can. No need for prostitutes.
say that I'm a rapist. But I'm not the only one. I hope someday you will enjoy this bukkake. And you'll lick up all of my cum.
And that, my friends, was the story of how Herman Cain started working at Godfather's Pizza. Godfather's Pizza. It's dick cheesy delicious.
I'm Herman Cain, a candidate for president, and I approve this
Sextastic Tuesday.
That's right. Thank you so much, Corey, for writing this story. It was amazing, as always. That's your Sextastic Tuesday for November 15th, 2011. Brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. I got to talk about them again because it's an amazing deal. You should all take advantage of this. Have you guys ever been to a real adult bookstore where they've got toys and movies and shit? That fucking shit's expensive. Like, you know, $80 for a fucking penis pump and shit. Or dildos. And, $50 for a penis sleeve that's supposed to jerk you off? It's ridiculous. AdamandEve.com has amazing deals. Like, everyday prices are pretty reasonable. Like, for instance, the Superhead Honcho Masturbator makes your dick feel good, makes your diggy wood. It's like $28, which is a good deal. But if you use coupon code FREAK, FREAK at checkout, you'll get 50% off just about any item. Find something you like, whether it be, for you ladies that got lady shit, stuff to plug up your pussy and ass, and I don't know, whatever. And, of course, guy sex toys, DVDs, lingerie, lubes, all sorts of stuff. Find something you like, and our coupon code FREAK at checkout, FREAK, boom! You'll save 50% on just about any item there. Plus, you're going to get free shipping, so you're not going to have any hidden charges. You know, one of my listeners sent me the Happy Hot Dog Man. Remember we were talking about the Happy Hot Dog Man? Which is a product that Adam and Eve does not sell. I tried to use it as a sex toy. I couldn't figure out how, though. My penis has a smiley face now. It lands. The Happy Hot Dog Man is $9.99. And then they throw in all sorts of extras, right? You end up getting like 4 Happy Hot Dog Men. Plus the Mustard Monster and the Ketchup Critter. It's ridiculous. But here's where they get you. They say you know, it's free, but you have to pay separate processing. So by the time the guy who sent the shit to me was finished with his order, it ended up costing him $70 for a piece of shit little plastic thing that basically imprints your hot dog. Just a waste of money. What I'm saying is sometimes these companies will rip you off on the, on the shipping and handling. But Adam and Eve is not going to do that because you got free shipping. Plus, they're going to throw out 3 free adult DVDs and a mystery gift. I'm just going to keep talking higher and higher until you use coupon code FREAK and check out Adam and Eve. All right, and with that, let's get so annoying. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. I'm going to make this real quick. Sign up for the Sideshow right now. It is DV's member site. $5 a month or $50 a year. It really does help support the program. Today I've got an extended show, so if you want 15 or 20 minutes of bonus show, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. You'll also get full access to the archive. Blah, blah, blah. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, have you guys seen T-Mobile's most recent holiday ad? If so, were you scratching your head at the end of it, saying, what did I just hear? Did I hear what I just think I heard? Take a listen to T-Mobile's commercial and tell me what you think you hear.
It's T-Mobile's 4G Wonderland.
Smartphones ring, are you listening? 4G speeds.
Yep, they're blistering.
Stream movies and shows.
It's Santa to go.
Walking in a 4G Wonderland.
Doesn't it kind of sound like orgy?
Search for gifts.
Like a scooter?
That was fast.
Goodbye, computer.
Our fastest phones of all time.
Like the Samsung Galaxy S2.
Blah, blah, blah.
And each line is $49.99.
Walking in a 4G Wonderland.
Kind of sounds like orgy, right? Well, Adweek.
It's T-Mobile's 4G.
We don't need to hear it again. Thank you. Adweek.com has a whole article about it. Basically, there's T-Mobile's lovely holiday commercial, replete with tiny pink-haired elves and a little jingle called Orgy Wonderland, set to the tune of Winter Wonderland. It's actually 4G Wonderland. And, if you're looking for it, you can hear it, right? 4G. Apparently, this author of this news story is not the only one who misheard it. Didn't they notice this in the mixing, they ask? Or maybe they did it and thought, hey, referencing orgies will just make it more festive. Might sell a few phones, actually. All right, second story we have for you today. A 72-year-old daycare owner convicted of repeatedly assaulting a toddler, you know, assaulting meaning fucked him, in his care, has lost his bid to be classified as a low-risk sex offender. The Montana Supreme Court on Tuesday rejected an appeal from Albert Gobb, who with his wife formerly ran the Cuddles and More daycare. It was the more that got him into trouble, from their home. That's where they operated from. Ooh, red flag. Gobb pleaded guilty in 2010 to assaulting the girl, who was not quite two when the attacks began, over a period of 18 months. She was practically an adult by the time this ended. 18 months after she turned two. He was sentenced in January. She knew what she was doing. He was sentenced in January to 30 years in prison with 15 suspended and later classified as a level 2 sex offender. It's like a Bristol 2. It's really quite nuggety. I don't know. Considered at a moderate risk to repeat his crime. But that designation amounted to a substantial injustice, Billings-based assistant public defender Eric Bunn contended. A psychosexual evaluation recommended the lower risk classification. Let me just tell you what this guy had to say about one of the children he molested. And then you tell me what type of risk he's at. In classifying Gobb as a level 2 offender, the district court cited his attitude and his refusal to admit wrongdoing. Yeah, that's a little fucked up in the head, not realizing, you know, touching a child's insides with your finger is wrong. During an interview with police, Gobb characterized his victim as 4 going on 40. She was very mature for her age. Gobb claimed the girl knew what she was doing. What was going on? This guy's a monster. Suggesting that if the little girl had not been so promiscuous, she was a whore? That's your defense? That little bitch was flashing her shit all around the playground. She wanted it bad. All right. Yes, had the girl not been so promiscuous, he would not have abused her. And Gobb wrote in a statement that I only touched the young girl in a wrong way and did not physically hurt, abuse, or harm her at all. He's got a firm grasp on reality and the law. Although Bunn termed the district court's classification a gut-feeling call, the Supreme Court disagreed. There clearly was not an abuse of discretion, Chief Justice Mike McGrath wrote. Justice Patricia Cotter, Beth Baker, and Michael Wheat and Brian Morris concurred. I don't know what the fuck I just read. So is he a class 2 or a class 4? I don't care, quite frankly. I'm more interested in the final story we have today. This one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me. Florida. Our most fucked up state. See, I actually said it with you this time. Terminally ill with cancer, Jackie DeVita, a 42-year-old mother of three school-aged a 42-year-old mother of three school-aged children. That is a poorly written sentence. She's 42 years old, she's a mother of three, and they're all school-aged children. Okay, great. Made a special request of her unmarried sister. A once-in-a-lifetime request. Removing her wedding ring and handing it to Colleen Leary, Jackie said, I want to know that this is the three of us. Referring to Colleen, Jackie, and her husband Richard. Don't ever leave my kids. 4 years ago, Jackie knew she was losing it all. Her husband, her three children, the magnificent home they built on a ranch in rural Venice, and her life. She wanted continuity. Whatever. For her family, Colleen, Jackie's best friend, and her junior by less than a year could provide that. Colleen said no to the ring, but couldn't say no to the children. A year later, in 2008, Jackie died, but she knew a stranger would not inhabit her home and raise her children or love her husband. 3 months after Jackie DeVita's funeral, Colleen Leary became Mrs. Richard DeVita, and the promise was kept. Yeah, I'm really fucking my sister's husband good, she said. I know we have her blessing, says Colleen DeVita, now wearing the ring that was once her sister's. This story is not that unusual, at least in Italian families, because my mom had a brother who was married to my aunt, right? And he died. He got hit, I think, on a train track, or maybe he was working on the train tracks. I don't know exactly. This happened way, way before me, like in the 60s or 70s or something, right? So, my mom's brother, I guess my uncle, died. And my grandmother kept pressuring my mom's other brother to go over to the dead brother's wife, I guess, or widow now, and go comfort her. And lo and behold, they got married. So they kept it in the family there. So it's really not that unusual. I just like that this whole story is like the dying woman really wanted her to fuck her husband. You know, I want to make sure he's got pussy, the pussy control when I pass. That's fantastic. Good girl. Looking out for her husband like that in his sexual needs. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, Freak, speak to me, please.
Hey, Tim. The sideshow member Juggalo Staz here, wishing you a happy Slovember. And the other thing, yes, too, I want to make sure if your P.O. box, because I know you're a terrible procrastinator such as me, but your P.O. box, if that's accurate, because I live in Misawa, Japan. So if you, instead of you having to go eBay, if you'd like, I can send you that Pepsi product you were looking for. Because I talked to my post office here. They said I could send up to 4 12-ounce bottles. As long as they're plastic, I can send those to the station.
I don't know what he's talking about. The Japanese soda?
Thinking I'm trying to, you know, they say, sell them.
Oh,
but I can
what?
Send you those. I was thinking I'll send you 2 of the new bottle you want so you can drink one and have one to keep. And then I'll find some other weird random, other 2 random bottles to send you.
Sure, why not? Whatever you got.
But,
love
soda. Yeah, answer this question on the show, man. Let me know.
I don't remember exactly what you're talking about, but sure, I'll take it.
Hi, Tim. Hey, Adolf here. A few things real quick. I can't believe you betrayed your own kind by encouraging a guy to spread AIDS around.
I didn't. I'm not encouraging anyone to do anything. Just because I had him on the program doesn't mean I encourage or condone it.
I
find it funny.
I don't understand your philosophy. You should feel ashamed of yourself. And second, I am canceling my sideshow subscription, my $5, because you just don't understand what it is to be gay. You don't take pride in your sexuality.
That's right.
And third off, I will be placing a few of your archives, if not all of them, on the BitTorrent site, BT Junkie.
Nice. Thank you.
Yes. And last of all, I hope you did get mad because I am trolling and...
No.
Fuck your face because you always talk about Jem. So eat shit and die, you careless fairy. I hope you overreacted. You go.
I didn't. I win. I win.
Tim, what's up? Hey, CB Goonan from
Hello.
Florida.
Yes.
On your Facebook, I friended you. You
okay.
should look up Chris Ross and friend my uncle or aunt. Well, whatever you want to call it, she, and see her transformation. Her name is Stacy Adams.
Stacy, as in Adam's apple.
Very interesting. And all these, like, transsexual people like her and all this stuff.
Of course, it's quite a community.
It's very, very interesting.
Yeah, I would love to see. I'd love to see pictures of transformation because it never looks right. The men always still look like women, and the women always still look like men.
Yo, Tammy, been a long time listener. Love the show.
Thank you.
You and I actually met back in L.A. at the
podcast. God. Back when I was 8,000 pounds.
Show back in 2005 or 2006. Ooh. Anyway, had a good time. Paul and Jeanette.
Oh yeah.
You and me and
a
few other freaks. Thought I'd give you a call, say hey, love the show.
Hey, glad you're still listening. LA thing was many, many years ago. What was that, 2006, I think? 5?
Discography.
I got it! Discography!
Ah! You destroyed my house! Ah! I got this!
All right, moving on.
Hey, Tim. Ryan from Kentucky here.
Hi, Ryan.
I just got an interesting story. I'm a pretty young listener, and I'm
tender.
In high school.
Oh,
and,
perfect. The perfect age.
Was...
Let's go to the locker room. I want to show you something.
To the podcast.
I can read from my autobiography touched to you.
In the middle of class. I broke out laughing because it was the one where the old guy who was doing the video, Will, he was talking about his 1,000 dildo collection.
Yeah.
I broke out laughing in the middle of class, and my teacher came over and he's like, "Hey, what are you doing?" Saw that I had my phone out and I was listening to your podcast, and he started listening to it.
Uh-oh.
Well, he was a pretty young guy, probably in his 30s. He was,
not amused.
Well, he liked it too, so he played it for the entire class.
I don't believe that for a second.
Just wanted to tell you that. I'm not good.
He'd be fired.
All the girls, all my ladies, well, it was all just a game.
What is that? I hate when people play music because part of me wants to just turn it off immediately because I can't understand it. But then the other part of me is curious and wants to figure out what's going on.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Freaks. It's Happy Goatee. Hey, Tim, on November 2nd, you played some Exorcist audio. Do you remember that 80s miniseries V for Visitors with those lizard people?
Yes.
Dude, the voices of that Exorcist girl reminded me of those lizards.
They ran it through the same filter?
I'll put some type of a...
I started watching the new V, right? That was on a year or so ago, and then they canceled it. Just as I was getting into it.
Visitor porn. Later.
Yeah, alien porn. It's not as unusual as you'd think. I think we've played a few pieces of alien sex.
Hey, Tim. If you listen back at the... 11-7 show where you announced Slowvember, where you were playing all those clips of the Downsies. If you listen to all of them again, they all love to exercise, which is a strange thing I found.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's very important for them to keep in good mental physical shape.
It's all
mental shape. There's
with all Downsies.
No chance of that happening.
Whatever. But maybe. Maybe they think if they got a nice body, people won't notice the forehead or whatever.
Yeah.
I just thought that was kind of funny.
I wonder how one would work out the forehead.
Hey, Timmy. It's underage side show member Dylan.
Hi,
here.
Hi, Dylan.
On the Walking the Room podcast, they talked about that naked girl climbing into the horse story.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a pretty funny conversation.
Oh, great.
Listeners of the store, if you will like it, it's Walking the Room podcast. It is very funny.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for plugging someone else's show on my show.
You, Timmy Boo, sideshow member Magoo.
Hi, Magoo.
First is a freak moment. I'm at work the other day. One of the girls I work with is pregnant.
Ugh.
And she's complaining about her back hurting.
Oh.
She just sleep on her side. And then I just told her to sleep on her back instead, because that's how she said she liked to sleep instead.
Mm-hmm. No, that's how she likes to sleep.
And the other girl there that I work with, well, that's not safe because it can cut off the oxygen supply to the umbilical cord for the baby and kill the baby. And my first thought was, hey, look at that. You could just save a couple $100 on an abortion by sleeping on your back.
That's right. The DIY abortion.
Kind of was a freak moment. And the other thing is, if you listen to the song Lowrider by the band War, you go to 2 minutes and 35 seconds in and play it. You do that. It sounds just like Tonetta for a second. Kind
of
weird.
Tonetta making
the
an appearance.
The song almost has like a Tonetta
Rider
to it, too. Kind of upbeat, fast tempo.
Yeah.
And then the way he sings and all
I'll have to look out for that. Thanks for the tip. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, it's no God. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Imagine there's no penis. It fell off and I cried. I'm no longer crispy. With a dick that looks deep fried. Imagine all the pussy without my crispy cock. Imagine there's no gangbangs. Now what am I going to do? Nothing to put my penis in, and no masturbating tune. imagine all the pussy without a crispy cock. You may say I'm a rapist, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll enjoy this bukkake and you'll lick up all my cum.
Mrs. Butterworth, why do you taste so good?
Because I'm black?